Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.
Game 274, Jeremy Cameron tonight, 32 years of age. Do you, contract-wise, he's got another year. Another year?
Yep.
Do you think, how many years do you think he could play
for? Oh, he's gone beyond that. If he's going to win the Coleman this year. So.
Do you think he's a sort of that player that could play at least 35?
Yeah.
But actually, he re-signed till 27, I should say. I apologise. He re-signed for 2 years.
Two more years.
Yeah, he won't get there being like Scott Pendlebury, diligent. He is professional, but you can get the sense from him. He's a bit of a rocks up to play footy, and he'll get there in a kind of a blasé, carefree sort of way, which is equally valid, and his form isn't dropping.
He has that, we spoke about it during the week, King, you know, on the podcast, but he has that sort of body shape that, for whatever reason, lends itself to being durable.
Yeah, rangy. It's not a huge amount
Blitzer
of mass.
Is another one.
Yeah.
Andrew Mackey was one.
Yeah.
Who probably didn't do everything to the letter of the law.
Yeah, long limbs, yeah.
Darren Milburn was another one. Mm. So there was some play. Yeah, he just has that sort of frame, and I wonder whether part of it is that he doesn't... eat, live, breathe football. He can see the other side of it, and he does enough to, and he has the talent to overcome the little bits that he might chop off.
Yeah, well, like, it is okay sometimes to just be an unbelievable footballer.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't always have to be off the back of, like, well, I was shifting Tim when I was 11 because I knew I was going to be. No, like, some people are just naturally gifted, and part of what makes him mentally so competent and able to, like, you've never seen water off a duck's back like this guy when he misses a set shot. Like, he will laugh it off. Like, that one he missed would not have fazed him at all.
Yeah.
Whereas other people, it will just turn him to water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a strength. It's absolutely a strength.
Is he running-wise, is he a good runner?
Yeah, he is a good runner, yeah. Yeah, that's not like... he'd feature in the top, I don't know, third, quarter of the group.
That's natural. Naturally.
Yeah. So, and he's rangy. Like, again... built like an emu, so he doesn't have to. He's long pendulums.
But he's
long
obviously
levers.
Strong though. He's farm sort
and
of
he's
strong.
Dense. Do you know what I mean? Like he's he's a freak athlete. You'd never pick him as an elite footballer if you didn't know and you just saw him meandering around. You'd be like, oh, he couldn't play. Be like, not that they look
might
like
be good at curling.
Like you look at Harry Taylor was the other one. If you saw him walking around, he's like, he can't even walk.
He looked 2 out of 5 lame every time he walked.
So he's a bit like that.
Well, he's going pretty well
because
he's kicked 700 snags tonight. So,
and he'll get to 300 games.
Yeah, he will. How many, Kingy, you will know this, question without notice, how many games has he played for Geelong of his 270?
He's approaching 100, I believe.
No, it'll have to be more than that. It'll be 100.
Is it just over? It's not much more
Hang
over.
Hang on, let me do some quick maths. What year did he get there? 21. Oh, yeah, you're right. I thought he got there earlier.
I can double check that right now. He's played 90. This is his 99th.
That's good.
So 100 games next week for the Cats.
Yep.
Jeez, it goes quick, doesn't it?
Yep.
Unbelievably quick.
Yeah. So 696 goals become 700. 171 games for the Giants, 427 goals. Now for the Cats, 99 and 273 goals.
Yeah, he can slot a goal.
Just quietly. And to think, too, that he started his career in a team that struggled to kick goals.
Mm-hmm. But didn't he come close in one of GWS's really early years? He was like sneaky close to the Coleman when they were getting pumped by 10 goals a game.
62 in their second season.
Yeah. I reckon that year, yeah. Yep. And you imagine how
that's an unbelievable
little opportunity.
Effort, yeah. How many games they win?
In 2013, the Giants... Let me just check.
Are you letting your fingers do the walking, Kingy?
Sort of Hello Yellow style. For those who remember,
didn't need me to pad
yellow pages. No, just give me one.
I've got a maths question
just
for you.
Just hurry up, Kingy. That'd be great.
Shut up. Going on there. The Giants won one game in 2013,
and he kicked 62 snags.
Yeah. The team kicked 67 for the year.
They actually kicked 221 for the year.
That's a good.
And
chunk.
He kicked 67 of them.
Yep. So he's kicked a third of them.
I wonder what did win the. That's probably enough for that. I'm just. Wonder how far off the Coleman he was that year.
Kingy,
there was bigger numbers being kicked back then.
That's when the drop off started.
Yeah, but it couldn't have been miles off. I distinctly remember him being in the running.
Jared Roughead kicked 72. Travis Cloak kicked 68.
72. So, sorry, what?
And actually, Roughead's only kicked 72 because he played actually finals. Cloke kicked 68 from 22 and Cameron's kicked 62 from 21.
So 6 goals off, maybe.
So he's actually kicked more goals that year than Lance Franklin and Josh Kennedy.
In his second year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, but he had 29 either side. But he played, didn't play full seasons. He only played 16 in his first year and 14 in his
third.
Yeah,
gotcha. So
there's some numbers, thanks to Kurz High, that you weren't expecting here on a Saturday night. Benny, can we have a look at the KFC X, please? KFC, 6 tenders for $6.95. KFC FLG, pick up only. And as we always ask, we just want reaction, Cat fans, to that performance.
Well, Kingy, it was no doubt there was plenty of happy Cat fans out there. The old Mick Howley suggesting no shower for Nank after the game because Big Reese gave him a bath. George Stevens was great, showed what he can do in a tight point of difference with a big frame. When Neil starts taking his marks, look out, Myers kicking elite. Ollie Henry showed a lot of defensive intent. So Mick Howley obviously pretty impressed with his Cats. Random is suggesting a couple of things. We need more percentage and we decided to cruise along in second gear in the final quarter. Not happy with that. Even though it was against Richmond, wow, Stevens was impressive. Surely he'll get a contract extension for next year. It'll be interesting to see what happens there with George Stevens. Edmund suggesting, did the job, can't wait to see them live in Sydney next week. So Edmund must be maybe Sydney-based or heading up there to see the Cats take on GWS. And Rand was suggesting, how good was Maurice Rioli tonight? Gets a one vote for me, tried his guts out. He was very good, Maurice Rioli, and team that was well beaten. And playing the role he does, that sort of nippy play is not always easy in a side that's getting absolutely pizzled. So that's a technical footy term, Reg, if you
a couple of new words every time.
So they got pizzled, the Tigers. But anyway, Cats fans very, very happy, Tom, with their team's performance tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Benny. 6 tenders for $6.95 at KFC. The KFCX, jump on any time. Benny, some stats, please, for Kurz Hire, if you wouldn't mind. Your local hire company since 1982.
You're asking a lot of me, Kingy.
Yeah, that's what we pay you for.
In the end, the Cats had 21 more inside 50s. They had 17 more contested possessions. They actually had 5 more tackles, despite the fact that they had, well, it was in the end, only about 30 more disposals. They had a lot more marks. They had a lot more metres gained, obviously. The uncontested possession went in their favour as well. So there wasn't a stat that they did not win. They had 42 clearances to 33. The scores from clearances was Geelong kicked 6 goals, 9, and the Tigers kicked 2 goals, 1. Individually, Holmes ended up with 36 possessions. It's becoming a regular occurrence for Max Holmes to top the 30. Myers had 29, was very good, 12 score involvements. Zach Guthrie, I thought, was one of the Cats' best. He had 25, 23 effective. Jack Martin had 25. Reece Stanley played well again, 21 possessions. George Stevens on debut, 21 possessions, 1 goal. He had 8 clearances, which was a team high to go with those numbers. Shawnee Manor contributed a goal from 20 possessions. Jeremy Cameron kicked 4 goals, 5 from 16 kicks. Ollie Dempsey probably wasn't his best game, Ollie Dempsey. He certainly did a few good things, but only the 10 kicks, didn't kick a goal. Tom Atkins, worth noting, 17 tackles, yeah, well. 17 possessions. Tom Stewart wasn't asked to do a whole lot. Mark O'Connor, solid. Bowes kicked 2 goals. Brad Close kicked 2 goals from 11 kicks. Shannon Neal kicked 3 goals, 1 from 7 kicks. So Cats did pretty well for the Tigers. Well, Hopper never stopped trying, had 27 and 6 clearances. Banks showed a little bit. He's a fine for the Tigers, 26. Taranto, another veteran, 25. Mansell was probably their best, 22 and 3 goals. He kicked 3 of their 7 goals. Vlorston is just a gun. He had 21. Prestia, 20. Doesn't always hurt you. Campbell's another fine for Richmond. He didn't kick a goal tonight, but he had 19. He's good. We mentioned Rioli. He was really good with 19. Drops off from there. Kingy. Broad had a good battle. I know Cameron kicked 4 or 5, but Broad still did some good things against Cameron, given the tide was certainly against. Ross only had the 7 kicks. And the other one I mentioned, I thought Brown, son of Paul, former Cat, he did some good things down back. So there's a few bright spots there for Richmond. They were well beaten, but they are fielding a very, very young and inexperienced team.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you, as always, on the Kurz Hire stat sheet, your local hire company since 1982. Round the grounds for Leopold Sport is your complete family venue. Earlier today, Gold Coast 18-7-115 defeated Essendon 11-8-74. Tonight, the Lions and Port Adelaide in action. St Kilda and Hawthorn, those games both to bounce in the next 10 to 15 minutes. One at Marvel, a doubleheader there today. The Brisbane Lions at home to Port Adelaide at the Gabba. In Talent League action today, the Falcons boys lost to the Northern Knights 84-66, but the girls defeated the Knights 67-10. Winners in local football, GFNL, only 4 games today. Don't forget tomorrow, krockfootball.live from 12 o'clock special time, 110 bounce, St Mary's and Leopold on Anthony Costa Oval. St Joseph, South Bar and Colac and Bell Park got the points today. Bell Park beating Newtown and Chilwell in the Zoe Kennedy Cup clash. GDFNL round 12, Bell Post Hill, Thompson, East Geelong, Belmont Lions, Inverleigh and Corio for just their second win of the season, upsetting Anarchy by a couple of points. Get the job done. And in the Ballerine, Drysdale, Geelong Amateur, Barwon Heads, Torquay and Motawarri were all victorious.
Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.